Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Hey there, magic makers. It's Sarah here, founder of the Sisters Enchanted, and you are listening to a very short mini episode of this Magic on the Inside podcast, and maybe you're watching the video of it. Wherever you are, thank you for being here. And you know what helps us so much to get the word out about all that we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted? You subscribing. We would love it if you would do us a huge solid and subscribe to make sure that you get all of the updates whenever we put them out. Now, on to today's topic. We are talking about using your tarot cards to investigate your relationship with abundance. That's right, I said it, abundance. What I want you to do is grab a tarot deck. Now, if you don't have a tarot deck, you can download an app. There's tons of tarot apps out there. You can look online for, just search Google Images for a tarot deck and look at some of the different images. And what I want you to do is start looking at the cards and noting the cards. If you have the deck in your hands, actually pull out the cards that represent abundance to you. Now remember, abundance doesn't just mean money. We can be abundant in all kinds of ways. Friends, family, health, joyfulness, physical fitness, and just feeling like we have all our needs and resources, right? Or we can have financial abundance, monetary abundance. What I want you to do is go through your card deck or look up images and start to look at the cards that represent abundance to you, that represent abundance to you. After you've looked at them, and if you looked up the images online, maybe you make like a Pinterest board or a vision board of some kind of the images, and you acknowledge, like have a way to look at them again. Then I want you to start looking at these cards that represent abundance for you. And I want you to categorize the ones that feel like, hey, this feels really easy. Like my life could be like this. I could walk into this card and I can live this life. This card may as well be an image of me. It represents my life so clearly that this could be my portrait. Those cards. And then I want you to look at the ones that feel like, oh my goodness, I wish my life was like this. I have no idea what this even feels like. I wouldn't know where to begin. And start exploring those. And I want you to see why it is that you feel so distant, so disconnected from those cards that don't feel like they could relate to your life. Now, this is a really great way to get to know tarot if you don't already know how to read it, because your next step would be to look up the card meaning. So you can make your own assumptions about the card first. That's the first part here, was looking at your relationship to the card. What about it? What about the image makes you feel like, yes, this could be a picture of me, or no, this definitely is not a picture of me, and this is a pipe dream. This is something I can only hope to achieve one day. So that's the intuitive part. That's where you're starting to make the connection, to see how you're relating to the images. And then the next part, look up the actual meaning and see what it says about that card. And this can really highlight some of your shadow work that needs doing, highlight some inner thoughts and some stories you're holding as truth that maybe you didn't even know about, and you're just now starting to see through looking at the cards in this way, right? And that's going to help you to look at your relationship to abundance. Where do you feel really disconnected from abundance? Where do you feel like you are brimming with abundance? And you might even want to look at those cards that feel like, okay, this could be me. I feel abundant in this area. Look at them and look up those meanings and ask yourself, well, what does this say about how I am accepting abundance, how I view abundance for myself versus what these other cards said, right? So your relationship to abundance, investigate it using tarot. And I'll repeat the steps real quickly for you. You're going to look through a card deck. You're going to pick the cards that represent abundance for you in whatever way, a card that speaks to abundance for you. You're going to look at those, put them into two categories. One, where you think, yes, this is my life right now. I can relate to this as abundance. And then a category, nope, this is a far off dream, a manifestation. I'm not there. I can't relate to this, but this is what I want my life to look like. This is like my dream of abundance, my vision in my mind of abundance. So we have two categories there. We're going to start to investigate those. And intuitively, what do those images tell you about your relationship to abundance? Just look at them, maybe journal some thoughts, maybe think on it, speak it out loud. What can you tell just on the surface from looking at the images? Then I want you to go ahead and look at the guidebook. Google the meaning of the cards that you looked at, if you use Google Images or Pinterest or something, and start to see, well, what stories are you holding on to that you didn't even realize you were holding on to? What shadow stuff is there? What can you investigate and sort of clear the path for the abundant future that you want to hold for yourself that maybe you're not holding right now? All right, your relationship to abundance as seen through tarot. That is today's topic. That's your tip. I want you to give it a try. You can share with us on social media. If you do try this exercise, let us know how it goes for you. If you are interested in diving headfirst into tarot and learning even more, be sure to check out our Tarot Throwdown class. We have it on a special registration right now, and when you register, you'll also have a seat at our one-day live virtual tarot event on May 23rd, and the replays if you can't make it. You can find that info at tarotthrowdown.com. That's tarotthrowdown.com. We'd love to have you. And but in the meantime, let us know how this exercise goes on social media. And until I see you in the next episode, or hear from you, or you hear from me, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead.